She must have crept after them for miles. Finally, they were gone, but there was no place to go but forward. She found the wall again and followed, blind and lost, pretending that Nymeria was padding along beside her in the darkness. At the end, she was knee-deep in foul-smelling water, wishing she could dance upon it as Sirio might have, and wondering if she'd ever see light again. It was full dark when finally Arya emerged into the night air. She found herself standing at the mouth of a sewer where it emptied into the river. She stank so badly that she stripped right there, dropping her soiled clothing on the river bank as she dove into the deep black waters. She swam until she felt clean and crawled out, shivering. Some riders went past along the river road as Arya was washing her clothes, but if they saw the scrawny naked girl scrubbing her rags in the moonlight, they took no notice. She was miles from the castle, but from anywhere in King's Landing, you needed only to look up to see the Red Keep high on Aegon's Hill, so there was no danger of losing her way. Her clothes were almost dry by the time she reached the gatehouse. The portcullis was down, and the gates barred, so she turned aside to a postern door. The gold cloaks, who had the watch, sneered when she told them to let her in. "Off with you," one said. "The kitchen scraps are gone. We'll have no begging after dark."